there is blood for me, on the hill there's a cross. Shed your blood. Sing on the hill there's a cross. On the cross there is blood for me,
on the hill.
On the hill there's a cross. On the cross there is
we just want you.
We just want you.
We just want you.
We just
don't have the perfect notes. Sometimes I don't even know all the words. Amen. But I know we sing it to a holy God. Amen. We ain't singing to our baby or our boo, but we're singing to Jesus. Amen. He has to be the apple or of our eye. Amen. That we may know him, get closer to him. That, and man, when you come into contact with his love, his awesomeness, his holiness, his presence, you think to yourself, man, where have I been? You've been right here all the time. He changes not. Amen. Who would not worship? Who would not serve a God like this? Amen. He is so holy. He is so righteous. He's perfect even in all his ways. To know that he loved us even with an everlasting love. Amen. Thank God for our worship leaders. Amen. Our teens, our young adults. Thank God for them. Amen. And we thank God for even our musicians. Amen. Thank God for them. And knowing what it's about. And I believe, I heard Marmar hit just like a riff on the bass. He did some kind of crazy riff. Amen. Y'all know how with the chord with the bass. I look back. I said, yeah, that's it. Amen. I used to be a musician, something like a musician. Amen. But David played the harp. And the Bible says when he would play the harp, that the evil spirits in Saul would subside. Amen. I heard a person say, well, it's the instruments that drive out the evil spirits. No, it was his heart, the heart of David, and the intent behind his playing. Amen. And thank God for our musicians that know, they know what it's about. Amen. Amen. And the more they go, the more they're going to see. But we just thank God for them. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you could turn your attention to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Amen. Thank God for Deacon Wright and governing with our announcements and everything. Thank God for our preachers, Minister Williams, Minister Tolbert. Amen. We give God glory. And also the food pantry, we're reminded that they got another abundance of a load of fruits and vegetables, and those things will be available at the church after this service. Amen? Amen. So we just thank God for who he is. Romans 12, chapter first verse says, I beseech thee, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable, that's the least that we can do, service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Somebody say transformed. By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Also, Psalms 119 says this, beginning at the ninth verse, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking thereto according, according to the word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Amen. But our text verse will be that of Romans chapter 12. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Just this morning, we want to talk about the power of a renewed mind. Amen. The power of a renewed mind. Let's pray. Most gracious, awesome, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you. God, we pray right now from the onset that this will not be just an ordinary message, oh God, or an ordinary service. But God, we pray for a fresh word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will speak to us today like never before, that you will open up the very counsels in the depths of our heart unto examination, deliverance, and repentance, even unto salvation for those that don't know you. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you just lock all windows and doors, areas where the enemy wants to rob you of your seed, your word from being implanted into our heart. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray your anointing, we plead your blood, that this word won't fall on deaf ears, but God, it will prick us even into our hearts unto our conforming unto you. God, crucify my flesh. Hide me behind your cross. God, that you will have your way in this service. In Jesus' name, and for sake we pray. Amen. Amen. The power of a renewed mind. Amen. And I just thank God to know that y'all know the enemy has no new tricks. He has no new tricks. The very devil that was in the garden, amen, that came to tempt Adam and Eve through the serpent, it's the same devil that's alive and well in 2020. But guess what, y'all know? How many know that he is under our feet? He has been defeated. He has been doomed to the pit of hell. Amen. By the accomplishment of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on the cross. Amen. When Jesus said, I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven, and he said, nothing by any means shall hurt us. Amen. So he's the defeated foe, but we know that as long as we live in a fallen world, guess what, y'all? The devil is still working 24/7. In this last and evil day, he's working on overtime, trying to mesmerize and captivate and just bring as many people. Two things. He's trying to prevent the salvation of people that don't know Jesus Christ. That's number one. And number two, guess what? He's trying to hinder the effectiveness of the church. Amen. And y'all, that's why we ain't got no time to be playing church. Amen. We must be instant, in season, and out of season. Now more than ever before, we've got to let our election be made known unto God, because this world is a mess. When he says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. There's three things in this world that the enemy uses. That's the lust of the flesh, amen, the lust of the eye, amen, and the pride of life. Amen. Amen. And these things, these tools, these devices that he uses to captivate us and to keep us in bondage. And we see it from Genesis to Revelation. Even in the book of Daniel, when we talk about the music, we talk about just the internet and the TV and all these avenues that where the enemy has access to use for his own disposal. Daniel chapter 3, verse 5 says that when you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psalter, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whosoever falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. And that's why we can look at this Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and we can apply it to the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen? And how, amen, amen, I thank God that they knew who they were in a fallen world, in a sad world, in a wicked and in a gross world. They knew who they were. And they refused to bow down to the hand of the devil. Amen? And they said, listen, and that's why they said, listen, and God was glorified in them and in their lives. And we look at this word music, all kinds of music, right? The music was an inducing agent to put you in the mood to worship King or the false god or King Nebuchadnezzar. Amen? And even today, the enemy still uses music. I'm going to talk about music for a little bit if it's okay. Amen? He still uses music. Still uses the boom, the bass, and certain highs and lows and the tremble. And he uses music. And there are lyrics, right, that we would never say. There are words to some of these songs, if you really broke down the lyrics, that we would never say. But because we're captivated by the music, there was some music playing all night last night. I don't know where it was coming from. Amen. Out a couple streets over or whatever. Amen. But it's the music, it's the mesmerization of these things. Certain beats, booming bass, amen? And what happens is the lyrics come on into our spirit, amen? Because what the enemy does, he slaps a beat on the music, and it mesmerizes the rhythm behind the lyrics. And when we talk about being in these atmospheres or opening up your house or your homes or your cars or the club, what's wrong? I don't see nothing wrong going to the club. When we want to put one foot in the world, one foot in the church. Amen? And we're in an atmosphere where they're talking about slapping it, flipping it, shaking it, doing all these things, right? Come on, we can just keep it real for a minute. Amen? And it's the beat. And after we replay these things in our head over and over again, and guess what? We're not even conscious. The next thing you know, we want something to slap. We want something to flip. We want to do all these things because it's been entrenched and embedded in our souls through the music. Amen? Amen? And we play it over and over again. Anybody, I've been there recently, yesterday, where a song was played over and over in my head, and I'd be like, how in the world did that get there? Amen? It got there because of the beat. It got there because of the rhythm. And we talk about the blues and B.B. King. See, I ain't got to talk about the rap and the new age stuff. I ain't got to talk about the R&B and the stuff. Oh, you got to hear what these kids are listening to. We can talk about what y'all used to listen to, amen? Amen? We can talk about Earth, Wind, and Fire. And these groups, amen, over and over again, B.B. King and the soul and the blues and how the enemy would use these things to captivate. We feel in some type of way, and the next thing we know, we're being led by the natural man, by the soul man, and the spirit of the Most High God has nothing to do with it. Amen? And guess what, y'all? Because of the music, these lyrics do not need my permission to enter in. Music can go in the mind and disturb the very conscience without our consent. Amen? They got the G. Craig Lewis who talks about that. Amen? But not just the music, y'all. Because guess what? Even Earth, Wind, and Fire. When they had this song talk about reasons. And the reasons why we sing or whatever. And that song was talking about not because of love, but it was talking about because of lust. And there was really no reasons why we came together, but we just wanted to fulfill the flesh. And even the song called A Shining Star, right? No matter who you are, whatever the words, I don't know, I'm messing it up. Listen, in these songs I'm talking about, don't start playing them in your head. Because y'all know, don't start going back down memory lane. Amen? But a shining star, he was talking about, they were talking about the God of Ra. And all this stuff out of Egypt, the sun god, that the orchestrator of this band, and they had a bad band, amen? Earth, Wind, and Fire, that band, the music, the bass, and the boom, and all these lyrics can just come right in on top. Amen? And then we wonder why we're all messed up. And not just the music, but even the commercials. And they play these commercials over and over again. And we see some of the commercials where you see a white couple. And then you see a black couple. And then you see an Asian couple. And it got screenshots. And they're playing these commercials real fast. And they go to different shots in the one commercial. And then you see these couples. And then you see two men. Amen. Then you see two women. Right? And so what we find out is the devil is programming our minds. He's conforming our minds that when we don't hide the word in our hearts, guess what? These things are settling. And guess what? We, just like Minister Williams always says, we'll say everything's okay. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with this. Amen. And our flesh will be in bondage. Amen. And just like these screenshots and the mind and how the devil wants to captivate jingles, TikTok, social media platforms, video games, Fortnite. And then we wonder why we have a problem getting sleep. Because our minds are racing. Because we're not hiding the word in our heart.
Amen.
We're not meditating on the word. Amen. We're not getting in the word. And not just the surface. We talk about, I want to say it off the bat. When he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of the mind. That renewing of the mind is not just talking about your mental or your brain. But that mind is talking about, it starts in the mind.
Amen.
But the renewing of the mind, the word translates from the head to the heart.
Amen.
Amen. And just like the enemy wants to create an atmosphere to soak these things into our minds. Guess what? The word of God has to go counterclockwise to the peer pressure. To the societal norm. And we gotta hide the word in our heart that we might not sin against thee. And that's why here in Psalms 119 it says, wherewithal, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By what? Taking heed to the word of God. And he says, with my what? Whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from my commandments. That word have I hid in my heart that I might not what? Sin against thee. Amen. And so to combat the only thing that we have, to combat the thing, to combat the sin, to combat the bondage, to combat the feelings, to combat the emotionalism and all these things that are topsy-turvy in our lives is the word of God. Amen. How many know God honors his word even above his very name? Amen. The Bible says heaven and earth, guess what, church? Heaven and earth is going to pass away. But the only thing that's going to stand is the word of God. You better know that you've got the word on the inside. Not just the cranial knowledge. Not just the head knowledge. But that the word has passed beyond the brain, beyond the mental, through meditation, that the word is worked out and the word is lived out in your heart. Amen? And so when we talk about, when we look at, we're going to look at Psalms 119. Amen. I'm skipping way ahead, but it's okay. When we talk about, listen, it's the discipline. First point that I had is, it's our discipline, not our desire, not just desire, that determines our destiny when we get in the Word.
All
Amen. That's the first point. Only got two. So y'all bear with me. It's the discipline, not desire, that even the world wants to use that, amen, but that's from the word of God, that determines our destiny, that determines our conforming to the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you look, you can read Romans. Let's turn to Romans chapter 7. Right? Romans chapter 7. Paul said, the things that I want to do, I'm not doing. The things that I don't want to do are the things that I end up doing. Therefore, I find in me another law that I find in me another law that even when I would do good, evil is always present. Amen? He says in verse 22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against. The law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. That's the war, y'all. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? And this is what he says. He says, but I thank God that through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind, I serve the law of God. That means with the new man. That means when I'm in the word, when I discipline myself, I serve the law of God. But with the flesh, when I sit around and I just sow to my flesh and do things that cater to my flesh, guess what? I'm going to serve the law of sin. Amen? So when we talk about it's discipline, it's discipline. Daniel prayed three times a day. You know, as believers, we hate that word. Some of us, not all of us. But some of us hate the word discipline. Now the word we don't like is accountability. But y'all, we have to be disciplined in the word. And I'm telling you, we can talk about, and people can say, Pastor, I just can't be delivered. I just can't break this stronghold. I just can't break this yoke. And I meet people, even we were out on the street all summer long. Listen, everybody out there ain't out there because they want to be. But guess what? Some people are in bondage. Some people are yoked and they're chained up and they're bound up. And that's why Jesus Christ, he says, I come. The anointing is on me. In Isaiah 61, he says, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. The opening up of the prison to them that are bound. Those that are blind. Those that have handcuffs on. Those that have shackles on their feet. Guess what? Jesus said, I come that you may have life. That, listen, and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ, guess what? He's come. Don't change. I'm going to stay back. Amen. He's come to set us free. He's come to loose our chains. He's come to loose our shackles. He's come to set us free. And I thank God that you don't have to be bound to sin. You don't have to be bound to fornication. You don't have to be bound to can't get right. You don't have to be bound to habitual sin. You can't help yourself. You don't have to be bound. But my Bible says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. God came to liberate us. Jesus has come to set me free. And that's why it's hard for me to stay behind this desk. Because I can't help it. I don't have to put on airs or try to be fake or phony. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! Thank God! For saying, I don't have it down pat. I can't help it. But when I know what he's delivered me from, man, I'm telling you, there's no freedom like the freedom of deliverance. Amen. guess what? We can stay out this word for a week if we want to. Amen. Be not conformed to this world. But be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Amen. Listen, and it's our discipline in the Word that leads to a meditation of the Word. And y'all, sometimes when I don't feel like getting in the Word, and if you never just get up, oh, I feel like getting in the Word. I feel like just opening up. You don't wake up that way. As long as you in this body, as long as you in this flesh, you don't feel like it. But God ain't worried about how we feel. Amen? But he's worried about how we act and how we respond. Listen, and let's look at this chapter 119. We talk about thy word have I hid in my heart. Right? That I might not sin against thee. Right? When you look at how you hide the word. And last week we talked about the green pastures. The word of God. We talked about the still waters. That's fellowship, intimacy, meditation. Then we talked about, listen, then we said the green pastures, the still waters, and then he restoreth my soul. That's our healing. And that's what this word does when we get in. When we're disciplined, it's our discipline in the word that leads to a meditation of the word. Psalms 119:15 says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. And the meditation moves to delight. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And many times we see in the Bible where meditation and delight go together. So we see it in Psalms 15, 119, 15, and 16. Let's turn to 23. 23 says, the princes also did sit and speak against me. But thy servant did what? Meditate in thy word. And the testimonies also are my what? Delight and my counsel. Let's drop down to verse 47. 119, 47. He says, and I will delight myself in the what? Commandments, which I have loved. And verse 48 says, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will what? Meditate in thy statutes. Amen? Let's look at one more. Let's look at verse 77. Verse 77 says, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my what? Delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will what? Meditate in thy precepts. Amen. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but is what? Delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he what? Meditate. How? Day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water. Daniel prayed three times a day. He had discipline. Joseph was disciplined. God of Jesus was disciplined. We see him getting up early about the fourth watch. Coming after he prayed, after he done all these miracles and heard about the head of John the Baptist being cut off. And he walked on the water. And they said the fourth watch was between the third hour and the sixth hour. 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. That's real early. Amen. Don't listen. Sometimes we need a third watch. Third watch was from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Sometimes we need a third watch in our life. Sometimes we need a fourth watch in our life. And if you're preaching and you're in ministry, there's some nice, listen, people want to get in this position. There's going to be some sleepless nights. Not sleepless because you're worried. or your distress. But there's some nights where you just got to sit up and you got to spend some time in the Word. That the Word might speak to you. That the Word might get good to you. Listen, y'all ain't got to all be like me. But when you know that Jeremiah said, the Word became like fire, shot up in my bones, and some nights like that, you can't even get to sleep. Amen? Because the Word begins to work at 3 o'clock. The Word begins to work at 4 o'clock. Next thing you know, you're getting into bed at 5 o'clock. But you got to know that you've hid the Word in your heart. You got to have all night prayer sometimes all by yourself. Amen? We got to hide the Word, y'all. Amen? Listen, we talk about be not conformed to this world. But be ye what? Transformed. By the renewing of your mind. It's the Word that gives you discernment. And when the Word pricks your heart and shows you something, don't just ignore it. And then the Word can show you something about a person that came and visited your house. And the Word can show you something about a babysitter. And that comes through when we renew our mind in the Word. The Bible says, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. But it's the Word that gives us discernment. That make that point number two. It's the Word that gives us discernment. Amen. And I'm telling you, I've been there where the Lord just showed me something about a situation. Or a person. Somebody gave us some old toys one time. They were clean. But they had some symbols. I just said, no, throw them out. People can think you're crazy. Oh, well. Somebody go to the islands and bring you back something. And you don't have an easy feeling about it. Yeah, that's right. Get rid of it. Amen. Listen, if your child comes and says they want to spend a night over Sally Sue's house and the Lord don't give you just a clarity about it, don't let them go. Y'all, we need discernment in our lives. Amen. We need discernment. And we see this world that we live in, right? And we see the way that the enemy is captivating our minds. 1 Peter 1:14 says, as obedient children, we can't conform yourselves to the former lusts. As your ignorance, that means we can't be ignorant, but as he who called us is holy, that we got to be holy in all conduct. And over again, when we ignore God's word, and we don't use discernment in our lives, guess what? We're swept by the bondage of this world. And then we'll be put in bondage like everybody else. Amen. Even in Genesis, we see it. This world is doomed. We see the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we see even when the angels came to visit Lot. Right? And how that the angel, the pre-incarnate Christ, with an angel. And they were trying to get at the angels inside the house. And the men came, they want them. That's the world we live in. Listen. And Lot said, behold, I have two daughters that have not known a man. And I think about what was wrong with Lot. That he was willing to give those men his daughters. Amen. And if God could judge Sodom and Gomorrah, and burn that town to ashes. What do you think about what he thinks about what's going on now? We are living in a lasting evil day. We're seeing things that we never saw before. Was watching the news with my wife. I don't even sit down and watch it. But was going past. And we heard about a man who violated his own daughter at
10 months. And the daughter died, the baby died. Somebody said, oh, don't talk about it. No, we got to talk about it. Because guess what? Our sins will find us out. Listen, that is a demon from the pit of hell that will cause a man to do that to his own daughter. And if we can't see that Jesus Christ is real, that there's a heaven and there's a hell, there's God and then there's Satan, there's Jesus Christ and the devil, we got to see. That reminded me to let me know that, y'all, we've got to be instant, in season and out of season, preaching this gospel. Listen, don't worry about who likes you. Can't worry about being popular. I don't want to be popular. I know they talk about it. Hey, listen, it's okay. Mr. Tobin said the other week, he said, if you're worried about who's talking about you, guess what? It's too late. They're already talking about you. But when you know who you are, and when you know that you can stand on perfect love and perfect truth and be instant, in season, don't change. Don't be sometimey. Don't be moody. But we're going to preach it. Amen. Ezekiel said, tell them. Listen, if you're shocking, tell them. If you're operating out of a spirit of bitterness, being passed over, resentment, fornication, whatever it is, we've got to tell you and warn you about your sin. The wages of sin is death. But it's the gift of God that's eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you're lying, if you're cheating, if you're whatever you are, amen, your sins will find you out. We got to know. Amen. We got to know. Amen. Ezekiel 31, he says, tell them. Because if you don't tell them, their blood will be on your hands. Amen. But if you tell them and they choose not to repent, guess what? You've alleviated yourself from their sins. Listen, that's why church, more than ever before, we've got to let our light so shine. People must see a change in us. Amen. We've got to be delivered. We've got to be set free. Amen. Romans chapter 1, we're going to be wrapping this up. Romans chapter 1 through 11. Paul exhorts us to godly living and how we ought to live in the light of the saving power of the gospel. Amen. The practical sections of Romans begins with the great therefore. Seeing all that God did on our behalf. And therefore, this phrase, when he says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, amen, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. This therefore, when he says, I beseech you, this is a conclusionary statement. Amen. Because it's a summation of how we are to live in an ungodly world. When you look at Romans chapter 3, warning us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you look at Romans chapter 5 speaks to our justification, knowing that we've been justified with Christ. Amen. Romans chapter 6 speaks to our baptism into the grave, where we've been buried with Christ. Amen. Now we are to live with him. Romans chapter 7 speaks to the struggle. Amen. We just talked about it. Between the flesh and the spirit. But thank God for Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 speaks to our new life in Jesus Christ. That we are therefore no longer conformed, or we're not condemned with the world. Romans 8:1, listen, Romans 8:1 says, therefore there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but what? After the Spirit. Romans 8 talks about us walking after the Spirit and no longer walking after the flesh. Amen. And then Romans 9 and Romans 10 deals with our salvation. Romans 11 and all these chapters lead up to how we ought to live. Conclusionary. Therefore, present your bodies after knowing what you know, after having the gospel preached. Present your bodies living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. It's your lifestyle that must be acceptable and pleasing unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen? And the second point that I have is, listen, we have to be transformed. Or the third point that I have is, we have to be transformed from the inside out. Not just externally, but internally. Past experiences, past hurts, where we were shaped by our upbringing, our BC days, where the Bible says we were born in sin and what? Shaped in iniquity. No longer led by the dictates of our flesh. Because guess what? We can talk about not being conformed to this world, but internally we have to be transformed from the things that we used to be. Amen. From the old disposition that we had, the bitterness that we had, the things in our life where we were shaped internally. Bible says we're all been born in sin. All of us. Amen. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And this is, we talk about these attitudes, these past hurts, these fleshly appetites. These things have to be shut down in our lives. If not, if we're not in the Word and being transformed by the renewing of our mind, guess what? These dictates will lead us. Jeremiah 13:10 says, this evil people, he refused to hear my words, who followed the imaginations, the dictates of their hearts, and they walked after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like the sash, which is profitable nothing, because God had given Jeremiah an example of a belt or that was supposed to represent the word of God. But it was good for nothing because they disobeyed. But when we talk about the dictates of the heart, they were enslaved to live out sensuality, to live out how they felt, to live out, amen, the things that were implanted in them, even the things stemming from generational curses when they were Egypt. And they were controlled by the lust of their hearts. Amen? And we live in a world where the devil says, just do what you feel. Live the way you want to live. Do what you want to do. And we have built up resentment, built up hostility, built up frustration, built up rage, built up hurt. And we see it in people marching in the street. And guess what? They say they're marching because of Breonna Taylor or the different things that's happened. But guess what? There's some people that don't even know the real circumstances behind what's going on. All they know is they have rage that want to be let out. They have hurt in them that want to be let out. They have bitterness in them that want to be let out. And they said somebody will pay, and they're waiting for man to satisfy something in our hearts that only Jesus Christ can do. He's the only one that can take that pain. He's the only one that can soothe the soul. He's the only one that can give you peace. He's the only one that can do it. Amen. We thank God. Listen, we need healing. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, forgive them of their sins, and heal them of the land. We got to know, be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of our mind. That means our minds must be renewed. That means we must meditate upon the scripture. We must let it soak in. We must hide the word in our heart. And then the next thing you know, his joy will come in. His love will come in. His peace will come in. And guess what? You'll be running and ain't nobody chasing you. You'll be clapping and ain't nothing to clap about. You'll be singing, amen. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make her boast in the Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I don't need a piano. I don't need a keyboard. I don't need a praise and worship team. But when I think about what Jesus has done for me, that a holy God will give up his life, that Jesus Christ will look past my faults and see my needs. Amen. Listen. Our deliverance starts from the inside, not the outside. Amen. And many times, we got things in our lives that we can't even remember how they got there. Aggression, hurt, pain. Listen, and we got things bottled up, and we don't know how they got there. And guess what, y'all? I've been delivered. Where there were some things that God has delivered me from that I didn't even know what was there. Amen. We've got to be set free. And when we talk about, listen, present your body a living sacrifice. These are the commandments he's given us in this text. One, present our bodies. Two, be not conformed. And three, be ye transformed. I'm going to say it again. One, we got to present our bodies. Yeah, let's say it together. Present our bodies. Two, be not conformed. Let's say it. Be not conformed. Three, be ye transformed. Let's say it. Be ye transformed. And all these three things are done by the renewing of our mind. Amen. Listen. And it's the Spirit of God that takes the Word of God. Amen. With the renewing of the mind means a change of mind. That's what repentance is. It's a change of mind. A change of mind is that I am turning away from the current course of action, which is turning away from this world. Guess what? If you're saved, praise Jesus. Salvation is a done deal. Guess what? Justification is a done deal. But guess what, y'all? Sanctification is a continual thing. Amen. Guess what, y'all? And I said it. If there's no distinction between us and the world, something is wrong. If we can just look like and do what everybody else can do, something is wrong. Amen. We've got to be delivered. Colossians 3:9 says, seeing that ye have put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. So listen, there's got to be change. Ephesians 4:22 says that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is renewed, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of the mind. Amen. How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. with my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 51, verse 6 says, behold, thou desire truth in my inward parts and in the hidden part. Somebody say hidden part. Y'all say it real loud. Somebody say hidden part. In the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. We can't gloss over the word. The word is a mirror showing us how we really look. Amen. That's why when the word shows us how we really look and we see something on the inside that God is after. The word is like a metal detector. And it detects my heart. Sometimes when I'm meditating on, get in it before I go to bed, the word will show something deep down in me that needs to come to the surface. I had a splinter in my finger. And what we try to do is, things happen. We have certain things and moves, can't get right. And instead of repenting, when the Bible says, be angry, but sin not. Don't let the sun go down where? On your wrath. Neither give a foothold or place to the devil. When the word shows me something that's there, some people just sitting looking like, man, what is this dude talking about? We gotta see what's there. I had that spirit in my heart hand, and I thought I got it out, pulled it out. Right? But something in the back of my mind was saying, no, I don't know if it's out. But I tried to block it out. And that's what we try to do with things that have happened in our past, or things that we've done, or habitual, or whatever it is. We try to block these things out. And I try to go on and just work and do things. And by the third day, every time I would hit that finger on something would say, ouch. And the Lord said, something is still in there. Something is still in there. The weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But they're what? Mighty through God. To the what? Pulling down of strongholds. There's still something in there. And somebody want to say, Pastor, don't take all that. You went all the way around the world to get to this point. Listen, it's personal. You got to get in the closet. Psalms 91:1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. The secret place is a place where me and him can get, that he can show me my stuff on the inside. Some people just think I'm crazy. It's okay. But when he gets there, when he speaks to me, like Jacob, all night long, he wrestled with the Lord. There was still something in his heart. It had nothing to do with his brother. It had nothing to do with anybody else. We want to play the blame game. Blame our mother. Blame our father. Blame our sister. Blame our brother. But there's still something on the inside. That we need deliverance from. Somebody say it real loud. You can't get there from here. We can't get there without getting in the word. We've got to be broken. The Bible says a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, that God would not despise. David said, thou desire truth. Where? In my inward parts. I know I'm going over. He desired truth in my inward parts. and in my hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Just like the hidden spirit, when it finally came out, guess what? My healing came. Somebody say, my healing came. And we wonder why, as Christians, how are you supposed to be a Christian and you depressed? And you ain't no better than anybody else that you work with. Matter of fact, they looking at you like, what are you supposed to, ain't you supposed to belong to the church? But you got just as many headaches and problems, and you're upset, disgusted, you got a spirit that can't get right. Because there's something in the hidden part that you've got to confess it over to Jesus Christ. But when that thing and the object, that piece of metal that came out my finger, came out, my healing came, my joy came, his love came, his peace came, his gentleness came, his meekness came, my deliverance came because of the cross. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ now lives in me. The joy that I have. Guess what? The world didn't give it to me. And guess what? The world can't take it away. When I think about the mess that I was, when I think about where I was, to think about a holy God would save a wretch like me. That he would abolish in his flesh the enmity in my heart. We about to stand. David said, thou desire truth in my hidden parts. Make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me. 51:7. And I shall be white as the snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins. Blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart. And what? Renew in me the right spirit. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Uphold me with my free spirit. Then he says, then, somebody say then. Then I will teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Boy, listen, it's easy for us to sit here and think about everybody else and who needs this word and who needs deliverance. But I'm speaking to you. Don't look at nobody else. Don't look at nobody else. Let this word examine you. Yes, you. 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 Me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother. Not my father. Not my sister, Lord. But I'm standing in the need. But you can get to that place. And guess what? God's not like the world to share your business. Y'all, I got some things I can tell y'all, amen. Some places that God has delivered me from. But thank God he didn't expose me to the world. Thank you, Jesus. But he exposed me to myself. And when he took the all out of my life, there's no joy. There's no peace. There's no contentment. There's no love. Everything else is second rate in my life. Everything else is dung. When Jesus Christ shows up in your life for real, somebody say for real. That's what we need. Real deliverance. Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Guess what? The devil don't want this message going forth. He don't. Guess what? The devil is under our feet. He don't want us being delivered. Don't be honest with me. But be honest with Jesus Christ. The built up angst that we have as the people of God, he must get it out. And it comes by way of the word. To obey it, to hide it, and to apply. As we stand to our feet, let's give Jesus Christ a hand clap of praise. Amen. Is he worthy? He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, excellent, and perfect. That's the Spirit takes the word into my heart, that his life may produce. And if there's somebody here that does not know the love, that song, Draw Me Near, you sing a little bit of that. You can come right now and give your life to Jesus Christ. And I say, and I'm going to keep on saying, you will never meet another that can do you and deliver you like Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, even to be made conformable to his very death. If there's one that does not know the love of Jesus Christ, you want to give your heart. If there's somebody here and you want to renew, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, you can stand right on that blacktop or give your life to Jesus Christ. I ask you, I bid you to come now if you want to know Jesus. Amen. Why don't you come on and come? Amen. Come on and come. Come on and come. If there's one that wants to join the church, candidate membership, confession, you can also come. But we're not concerned so much about your membership with the church, but it's your membership with Jesus Christ that's going to count. Those that want to come for prayer, you can also come at this time. Is there one? Is there one? in the room. Come on in the room.
Draw me near.
Take him. Come on in the room.
Near a blessing, Lord.
Only we know how to know that you reign and you rule forever. To know that God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, we thank you because you came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through you might be saved. God, you're not a God sitting up in heaven, gritting your teeth. But you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for our weary souls. God, help us to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, that we may take a good look, take inventory of the depths and the deep places of the counsels of our hearts. God, that you may deliver us, that you may loose the shackles, and you may set us free. You said, he that is in Jesus is free, and you, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you because Nicodemus was set free. We thank you, oh God, because blind Bartimaeus was set free. We thank you, oh God, because the woman at the well, even all the stuff, all the baggage, all the bondage that she had went through in this world trying to satisfy something that she could not, Jesus set her free. You looked past her faults and you saw her needs. And it's our repentance unto confession, where she said, come meet a man that told me everything about myself. God, we thank you. Sometimes we got to get ugly with you. Sometimes we got to get honest with you. Sometimes we got to get real with you. Because once we hold back, you can't fully deliver us. But we thank you. 1 John 1:9 says, we confess our faults before you. You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Bind and rebuke the all generational curses, any sins, any things where we are holding on to, we let them go. Loose them right now, Jesus. Loose us right now, Jesus. Loose our hearts right now, Jesus. And then they break chains, bondage, yoke, sins of molestation, homosexuality, oh God. Resentment, rejection, bitterness, oh God. Loose them things right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Territorial spirits, hexes and vexes and roots, things blocking us, oh God. Dispositions, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. When I see the blood. Oh God, we're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but it's the precious blood of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Bitterness gotta go. Have your way. Pity, it's gotta go. A heart of unforgiveness, it's gotta go. Father, we speak it, we declare and decree. In the name of you said, ask, it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. God, we declare all these blessings. We ask in Jesus' name. And for his sake we pray. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of your Lord with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be all majesty, dominion, honor, henceforth, and forever.